We now know the winners of the 56th Annual Grammy Awards.
And also what the winners wore.
Members of the Recording Academy who vote on the Grammys spread the love.
Several acts split the top awards, including the French dance music duo Daft Punk.
And 17-year-old New Zealander Lorde.
Along with Seattle hip-hop duo Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Newcomer Kacey Musgraves took home two top country Grammys.
The Grammy broadcast lasted 3 hours and 45 minutes, enough time for viewers to send out countless snarky tweets about what they saw, but only enough time to hand out 10 awards.
Because most of the awards were handed out before the telecast. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was backstage and reports on the winners you didn't see.
For artists who are not household names with multi-million dollar record deals, getting a Grammy Award is a really big deal. It was for gospel singer Ty Tribbett. For some, it was a redemption for toiling for years in obscurity. On-stage, award-winning jazz critic Neil Tesser reminded people why album notes are important.
For anybody who's over the age of 35, liner notes have been so important. They've provided insight and commentary and biography.
For jazz artist Maria Schneider, whose collaboration with classical soprano Don Upshaw won 4 Grammys, it was a platform to scold those who don't pay for music.
Most of us who are coming through here that you're seeing this afternoon, we're funding our own records.
Backstage, Schneider said it was her fans, not record companies, who helped pay for her album online. Canadian Jennifer Gassoy won Best Children's Album for Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well.
I think it's going to elevate my career. I think it's going to give me opportunities that I've been hoping for.
During the pre-telecast show, homegrown Los Angeles band La Santa Cecilia took the stage to perform. The band won for Best Latin Rock, Urban, or Alternative Album. Backstage lead singer Marisol Hernandez dedicated their award to 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S.
To all the people that are working behind the scenes, you know, in this country, all the gardeners, the domestic workers, which are people like my mother, all the people that are working hard and that are living in shadows.
Hernandez says it's independent musicians like herself who can provide a voice for the people you don't see on TV. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.